Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with some lesser NBA playoff games, but still some fun game fives. Jimmy Butler at 23, Max Strus with 19 and 10, and the Heat move one win away from a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat the Sixers 120-85. The 35-point margin of victory matched the biggest so far in this year's playoffs after Philly beat Toronto by 35 in their series clincher. This also matches the second largest in Heat postseason history. Joel Embiid scored 17 points for fourth seed of Philadelphia, which got 14 from James Harden and 12 from Tobias Harris. The 76ers were down by 15 going into the fourth, and then they gave up 12 consecutive points to open the period. Game six is in Philly on Thursday. Winner go home for the 76ers and a chance to move on for the Heat. Devin Booker scores 28 points, DeAndre Ayton with 20, and the Phoenix Suns beat the Dallas Mavericks 110-80 on Tuesday night to take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference semifinals. The Suns used a huge third quarter to turn a tight game into a comfortable win. Phoenix opened up the second half on an 11-4 run, highlighted by Booker's two three-pointers for a 61-50 lead. After a timeout from coach Jason Kidd, it did little to stop the onslaught. The Suns led 82-60 going into the fourth. Booker with 12 points during that incredible third period. The top-seeded Suns bounce back, and they will now have a chance to win the series in Game 6 on Thursday in Dallas. Doncic with 28-11. Brunson had 21. The Mavs shot just 38% from the field. Hurricanes beat Bruins 5-1 to go up 3-2. Leafs 4-3 over the Lightning to do the same. Blues over Wild 5-2, another 3-2 series lead. Grizzlies star point guard John Morant has a bone bruise in his right knee and is considered doubtful for the remainder of the playoffs. The Grizzlies said Morant underwent an MRI that revealed the extent of the injury. Memphis will be without its star point guard for a second straight game as the Grizzlies try to avoid elimination against the Warriors tonight. The Grizzlies say that Morant is expected to make a full recovery this offseason. Josh Lambeau reportedly sues the Jaguars for more than $3.5 million, alleges Urban Meyer created a hostile work environment. The lawsuit alleges that Lambeau's performance suffered after he was verbally and physically abused by Meyer. It also claims that Meyer threatened to release Lambeau after Lambeau spoke up to his defense, and that an employer striking an employee and threatening to do so in retaliation is illegal in Florida. Tom Brady will join Fox Sports when his playing career ends. Fox did not disclose the term of Brady's deal, but the reports and the rumors are that the seven-time Super Bowl winning quarterback will get paid 10 years, $375 million, the most lucrative sports broadcasting contract ever. Brady will call games alongside Kevin Burkhardt and will work as a quote ambassador for Fox with a focus on client and promotional initiatives, whatever the heck that means. Fun fact, Tom Brady is scheduled to make $15 million in 2022, bringing his 23-year career earnings, to $317 million. So he's literally going to make more in 10 years broadcasting than he did in 23 years in the NFL. The Canadiens secured the first overall pick in the NHL draft lottery on Tuesday, becoming the first team since 1985 to host the draft and own the top pick. It marks the first time in 42 years that the Canadiens, who also made the Stanley Cup last season, will select first overall. The draft is scheduled for July 7th and 8th. The New Jersey Devils won the second lottery drawing, earning the second overall pick. It marks the third time in the past 6 years that the Devils will have picked first or second. Shane Wright of Kingston in the Ontario Hockey League is projected to go first overall. Let's go to the moments we were watching today. Bucks versus Celtics game five series tied 2-2. Will the Celtics take a commanding lead or will the Bucks steal a win in Boston again? Going to be an absolutely awesome game. Can't wait for this one. 7 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Later on TNT at 9:30, Warriors Grizzlies. No Ja Morant, like we said before. He's out for the whole playoffs. Will the Grizz fight back, or is this the end for the fun Grizz? Second best record in the NBA. I think they can go out with some pride. WNBA games tonight. Sparks and the Dream at 7 p.m. The Liberty in the Sky at 8 p.m. That one's on CBS. And then Storm versus Mercury, 10 p.m. on Amazon. Let's go to our FanDuel Fast Break. We've got three lines again for you guys tonight. We obviously have to focus on the two big NBA playoff games. -5.5 on the Celtics at home to win game five. I love this line. I think the Celtics are going to come out firing. Everyone's healthy. I think they're going to go small and just run the Bucks off the court. This game five at home is so tough for the road team, and you saw it tonight with the Heat and the Suns getting big wins. Warriors at -4. It's a favorites kind of night. 3-1 series lead already. I think they can close down the series and walk home happy. On this day in sports history, back in 1972, the great Willie Mays was traded to the Mets for pitcher Charlie Williams and cash. who would ever trade Willie Mays? Crazy stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTeam, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores, and never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.